you need to share information with other people across the internet, we're certainly not short of a myriad of ways to enable us to do that, from email through web pages through to things like Google Docs, where we can produce a document which we can update and share with others who can read it or edit it. Which is fine, of course, if you have a Google Docs account, and provided in certain circumstances that the people on the other end have a similar account. There's also things like the tools that came out of the Etherpad initiative, where people can jointly work collaboratively on the same document at the same time. But if all you want to do is to just share information, you might need something that's less heavily featured, just for simplicity's sake. Especially something where you don't need an account in order to use it. And that's where justpaste.it might be a useful tool to you. It provides a simple workspace where you can enter text and then modify the text using the limited but nevertheless useful range of editing tools, all the simple stuff that you'd expect with a word processing application, like being able to embolden or italicize text, to justify it in different ways, indent it, add hyperlinks. But in addition, you can also add pictures. So any photos that you might need to use in that particular story that you're sharing with someone else, you can upload to your work area. In addition, you don't have to type all the text in. You can copy and paste it from somewhere else that you hold it. Or if it happens to be in a word processing document already, and that can be a Microsoft Doc or a PDF even, or even an open document format, you can simply import it as a document. And I particularly liked how it was able to import the text from the PDF. So you didn't have to go around messing, cutting and pasting text. It actually imports it. Albeit struggling to do things like bringing in tables and imagery from the PDF. But then this is a basic application. It's not meant to have too many whistles and bells and extra features. Having brought your text in and prepared it and got it ready to share with your audience, whoever that might be, you then need to simply click on the publish button. And what that then does is to provide you with a unique URL that you can share with other people. It actually does that in two versions. You get a longer version where you can choose the stem of the URL and make it meaningful either to yourself or to the audience. But Just Paste It also provides you with a shortened URL, which might be useful if you're sharing it through social media. In addition, you get a third URL, which is the one where you can return to continue editing it should you need to. So if, for example, you need to update something within the document, or you notice a typo that you need to correct, you can simply revisit that URL and get back to the original text and update it, republish it, and then the people with whom you shared it will get that update. The reason you get that URL is because, of course, I've not mentioned at all about having to save it and keep it within your account, because, as I mentioned earlier, you don't need an account in order to use this. So this might be something that's particularly useful for situations where you don't have the facility to create an account. Maybe you're working with younger students, for example, who are below the age needed to create an account with certain online services. So that might be a useful get around for that kind of thing. If you need to protect your particular document, you can apply a password to it, and then you would be able to share that password with the audience that you that are going to need to view the document. So that's Just Paste It, a very straightforward way of sharing text and documents with other people without needing to create an account.